This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? There we go. Your dial is set correctly to USAPrepares.com. We're delighted you're here, and we're broadcasting 2 hours from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains. There's a link to all of your instructors on the website at USAPrepares.com. Converging threats are confronted daily by your instructors. I'm Vincent Finelli. Justin is engineering the broadcast in Minnesota. John Reagan's with us. John and I were on the air, and we didn't have enough time to finish, and here he is today, and maybe, just maybe, we'll get through part of the instruction today. Welcome, John Reagan.
Good morning, Vincent. Blown up anything today?
What was that?
Have you blown up anything today?
Actually, just a couple seconds ago, I carried the batteries. I put them in containers, and I've been airing out the studio for a day. And I carried the batteries out, so, you know, nothing has blown up today. By the way, if I get disconnected, I will reconnect. I just want Justin to know, if I get disconnected because of a power failure in this area, I will reconnect via telephone immediately. Okay. The reason is I'm running all the computers and all the equipment without any uninterruptible power. So we'll see how it goes. I've never done this. I've never been on the air without uninterruptible power before. I don't feel all that comfortable without it, but we're going to do it anyway because we have to. So, John, the financial state of the union.com, I'm at the website, and where do you want to start?
Well, I basically took yesterday's list. I did add 3 new articles at the top. The first one, Order for Thomas Jefferson, somehow reminded me of you. She talked about how
I've been to his house. I've been to Thomas Jefferson's house. Okay, go ahead.
And, the story is out of Temple, Texas, about a 6-year-old boy that uses his father's credit card to buy pizza. And the rest of the headline talks about, but unwittingly gives himself away with his cute dad signature. He actually signed the receipt, Dad. And, you know, just based on the headline, doesn't really tell the whole story. You know, it's not this little boy who was wanting pizza and he stole his dad's credit card and was, you know, trying to pass off. His dad is actually standing there giving his permission. He was just trying to be a big boy.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's kind of cute in that way. But I also thought about, you know, what is this really teaching? You know, you go around using a fake name. You pay for food with a credit card. You should be able to afford your food unless you plan on paying your credit card off in full every month. It's really not a good idea to charge your food. And then to forge a signature. I'm not sure these are really, you know, good things to teach a youngster, but I can appreciate, you know, when you're small, you want to do big things. I remember when I went to Kansas City and visited my grandmother. We'd go out to eat at the cafeteria, and she'd give me the money so I can go up to the cashier and pay. You know, I can understand that part.
Yeah.
But
sure.
You know, sometimes we don't think. Go ahead.
Well, I'm holding in my hand a credit card that is my credit card, but it does not have my name on it. I've had a bunch of them. I mean, I really do. I've probably 5 different credit cards with names that are not mine, but they are my credit cards. So I use them all the time. Now, when I was growing up, my dad and I had the same name. I was named after my dad. And my dad said, and this is when I was pretty young, a teenager. He said, okay, here's a check. If you carry a wallet, you can put this check in your wallet and you fold it up, keep it neat. And if you ever need money, use this check. You can sign it with your name, meaning my name, because my name is the same name as his name. Well, I carried that tradition on with one of our children who has the same name as I do. So there were 3 of us at one time. And we all had checks. And I didn't think anything of it. I think it's absolutely perfectly normal for my dad to give me a check on his account and I can sign it. And I think it's perfectly normal for me to give a check to my son and he can sign it. And if the bank said, is this fraud? I'd say absolutely not. So that's probably one of the reasons why I named one of our children after me and after my dad, was so that we could do these things. So we could have a bank account, and it's hard to figure out who's who. Now, there has to be a high degree of trust in order to do that. But I think it's a great way to go. I really do. So I paid for things when I was very young. My dad trusted me. I never abused that trust. So I guess there's a lot of different ways of thinking about that. And I have given credit cards to our children that are mine. And they've been told, and Mrs. Finelli's, and they've been told that they can use them. Absolutely. Just let us know what they're doing. You know, they don't even have to let us know before. Just, you know, if they need money, obviously they wouldn't do it if they didn't need it. I mean, they wouldn't go do stupid stuff. And they never have. So that's my take on it. And probably the proper way to do that would be to make sure that they have a credit card on your account. And I've done that too. So I even have their names on our accounts. So they can sign their name. Or they can use one of these alias type cards that I have. It doesn't matter to me. It really doesn't. Because I trust them. Back to you.
On the second one up there in the uncategorized section is, why didn't these businesses get looted? I think most everybody knows there was an incident in a suburb of St. Louis, and a number of businesses were just broken into, and some of them utterly destroyed. But there were a couple of businesses there that were left alone. And there's a nice picture out on this link that shows what the looters were faced with when people from St. Louis Ink Tattoo Studio and County Guns were out there protecting their business.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, I wanted to talk about that today. You know, Hillary Clinton was going around the world as Secretary of State talking about democracy, and you know, she wanted to make sure that democracy was spread, you know, kind of like what we have in this country. And we don't really have much of a democracy in this country, but we do in St. Louis. We actually have a democracy in St. Louis. And this group of people decided that they were going to act mob rule democracy, and they were going to start burning down businesses and looting because they've had it. They have absolutely had it. Now, one of our historians, or actually our historian, Steve from Kansas, takes pictures of our events and follows us, and you know, with the camera, and he's been to the meetups and so forth. Well, he keeps saying this is over and over. Where are the Christians? Where are the Christians? Well, the Christians are in St. Louis. The Christians have responded. The Christians have responded by burning and looting. And maybe even some people would say rioting. Because a young man, a teenager, was gunned down, is unarmed, shot multiple times by a cop. They've had it. So there's democracy in action. I was wondering exactly what was going to start this thing. Maybe this is it. Maybe it's the senseless execution by the government of we the people. Now, there are lots of thoughts about what happened. I don't know all the facts. But what I do believe is that a young man was shot and he was unarmed. Now, since when do the police shoot someone in the back? Since when do the police shoot someone who is unarmed? Now, when I took my concealed carry class here in Missouri, I asked the question of the instructor, okay, so someone is in my barn, he hops on my tractor and he fires it up and he's riding down the road in my tractor. In Missouri, is it legal to shoot him? The answer is no. You don't shoot someone running away from you. I would suggest that that would be murder. I asked the question in the class for effect. I wanted to make sure everybody knew that you just can't shoot somebody, even though he's stealing a $40,000, $50,000, or $100,000 item. You just don't shoot somebody for doing that. Is there a threat? Is there a threat to your life or serious bodily harm when somebody's running away from you? The answer is no. So you don't kill them. You don't execute them. So here's a question. I was thinking, and I haven't had time to fully think this out. But as I was walking into the studio a couple seconds ago, I was thinking, how about a bill in Missouri that says all the names involved when the police shoot someone are published immediately within 12 hours? All the names. So if a cop executes someone, he gets to be famous. She gets to be famous. Everybody knows who it is. And then what would happen? Would they burn down? Would the Christians burn down? Would the democracy...
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500. Standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com. Or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055. 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters. Because basements won't save your family.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800- 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids. I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again. I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me. I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
It's the heart of summer across America. Thoughts turn to childhood and long days of fun. Everybody would love to feel like a kid again. And HB Extract can be a vital tool in your battle to stay vibrant and young, as it supports healthy blood pressure and circulation while balancing cholesterol. GCN and longtime sponsor HB Extract want to help keep your heart healthy with the 30 bottles, 30 days summer giveaway. Enter to win by visiting GCNlive.com between now and August 29th and click on the contest banner in the top left corner of the page. HB Extract has helped tens of thousands of people worldwide feel good again, and they've done it with HB Extract's exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. Here's to you enjoying many more long, warm, and fun-filled summers, free of pain and sickness. Visit GCNlive.com and enter to win in the 30-bottle, 30-day summer giveaway with HB Extract. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Sign up now at GCNlive.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
John Reagan's with us. John, last night at Jimmy's Egg, we had an unbelievable meetup. No kidding. Aaron Dakins was presenting a teleseminar on veterinarian medicine and ditch medicine. And she even talked about medicine for women. And absolutely riveting. And, you know, you would think that if we do a teleseminar, the attendance would be down compared to a seminar with an onstage person, you know, right there. Well, not the case. We had a record class last night at Jimmy's Egg, the largest meetup we've ever had at Jimmy's Egg. Now, we've only been there, you know, about a month. And it's absolutely awesome. And because the information she was talking about was so important, I asked her if she would not mind doing a similar presentation on the air. Because we have a lot of requests, like, can you record those? And can we get a video of it? Can we get an MP3 of it? Well, we're going to do it on the air. So on August 22nd, from 2 to 4 p.m. Central Time, Aaron and I will be talking about the same things. Caring for your domestic animals. Caring for your farm animals. Caring for humans. Ditch medicine. The drugs that you might want to consider storing at your location. It was absolutely brilliant. I'm so impressed with what she did last night, and so was everybody else. Glenn Pence was there. You know, I'm talking about just naming a few of your instructors who were there last night. Linus Hurtley was there. John Dollarhite, Judy Dollarhite, Mike Wasson, Dr. Howard Chain, Roy Burstein, just to name a few. And there were a bunch more. So, not to leave anybody out, but it was a great, great seminar. And we're going to do it on the air. And if you want to meet some of those same people, I'm going to be at an expo this weekend. I'll be speaking on Saturday. And it's called the Preppers and Patriots Expo in Springfield, Missouri at the Doubletree. Well, I said I'll do it, but I'd like to bring some of my friends. So this expo, it's not our expo, but about half of it is turning out to be USA Prepares faculty. So if you want to meet some of your on-air instructors, they'll be at the Preppers and Patriots Expo in Springfield, Missouri this weekend. Tickets are $10, so it might be worth it for you if you happen to be in the area. I'll be there on speaking on Saturday at 3 o'clock about how big are the lies. So if you want to see how funny looking I really am, this weekend at the Doubletree in Springfield, Missouri, Preppers and Patriots Expo. Back to you, John.
Yep, wish I could be there. We've got a ton of financial news.
Okay, I'm ready.
This first is just was kind of a jog of my memory saying, I've never shared this with the class. And I've titled it, Do You Know Fred? And Fred stands for Federal Reserve Economic Data. This is a website that's run by the St. Louis Federal Reserve. And while, you know, we're no friends of the Federal Reserve, this really is a nice service they provide. It costs you absolutely nothing. There's a ton of data there. In fact, part of the problem is finding what it is you want to track.
Mm-hmm.
I first found out about this back when I was working on my master's in finance, and it's a modeling class, which we had to find data to do the statistical analysis on. And Fred was one of the resources that we used for that. Now, like I say, there's tons and tons of numbers. Some of them are even useful. There are other numbers that we've also talked about, like GDP, unemployment, CPI, that if you don't know what's behind the number, you can't understand what it's telling you. But if you want to go out, look for yourself, do your own research on a lot of economic information, great resource.
Yeah, and let's talk about it when we come back. Fred. We'll talk about Fred with John Reagan, the Financial State of the Union.com. We'll be right back.
Whoa! This is big!
By popular demand, the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale has been extended. Now through August, save 30 to 45% on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Now is the time to stock up on all factory fresh stock of the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45%. But hurry, supplies are limited, so this sale is only through the end of August. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguide.com. Hurry! The Giant Factory authorized Mountain House sale with savings of 30 to 45% is extended through August from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Hey folks, this is Larry Crisp for BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com. I'm sure you know, this economy sucks. We all realize that the American economy is tremendously unstable right now and will likely get much worse. There's monumental debt, government bailouts, stock and real estate bubbles that are primed to pop at any moment, which can flush away most or all of your retirement savings. This type of movement has enormous consequences. Virtually zero sectors of the economy are hiring, and workforce participation is at record lows. Financial trouble is right here at our doorstep. But if you move right now and develop a backup plan immediately, this could be the most profitable time of your life. Proportionally, more millionaires were created during the Great Depression than at any time in our history. Get my free report at babyboomerbackupplan.com or call 888-507-8789 for my free report. 888-507-8789 and prepare to profit as history repeats itself.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Yes. And one of the questions I have for one of our instructors, Linus Ertley, is about coverage of property during riots. Now, my understanding from when I took insurance classes back in the 1970s was that, you know, insurance companies can exclude riots. So I'm wondering, you know, about these businesses in St. Louis who have been the businesses who have experienced fire damage and looting and glass breakage and so forth, business interruption. I wonder if the insurance companies are going to walk away and go, whoa, 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 you know, what do you expect? This is a riot. You can't expect us to insure this, can you? I have a feeling that that is the case, but I'm not sure. So I'll ask Linus, and maybe we can talk about that on the air. John Reagan's with us. John, back to you.
Yes, we were talking about Fred, and I've included several of these charts in my book. In fact, there's several just in the Fosbinorb chapter alone. And for those of you that haven't read it, Fosbinorb stands for fertilizer obtained from the southbound end of a northbound bull. Because I can't say the other word on the air.
Right.
Yeah, and that's where I talk about things like GDP and how it's useless. But I will give a disclaimer here. If you have a blog or you want to write a book, you can't just use any chart from Fred. If the data is provided from a government source, say like the Census Bureau, that's fine. It's not copyrighted. But there are other data series that come from private sources, and unless you have the permission of the copyright owner, you cannot use that chart. But for personal research purposes, you can look at everything you want, do any kind of calculations you want. You just have to respect the copyrights. Now, moving on along, making subprime prime. And you have to wonder, what are they going to think of next? We've talked about subprime auto loans as part of what's been driving GDP. And that means people have less than desirable FICO scores. Well, FICO is going to change their definitions so that, for example, if you have paid off a bill or settled with a collection agency on a debt, that it won't count that against you anymore. Now, that still will be in your credit report until the seven-year period expires. But more and more nowadays, what they do is they check your FICO score, and based on that score, they decide whether or not to make the loan with you and what interest rate to charge you. So we will now be able to have subprime loans and call them prime loans because the FICO score is changing.
John Reagan, how is that going to affect insurance? Because my understanding is that insurance companies base the insurance rates on these credit scores. So, for example, if you've got a great credit score, you're only going to be ripped off a lot for your insurance rates. But if you have a terrible credit score, you're really going to be ripped off for insurance.
There are a number of scoring products out there besides FICO. I can't say if the insurance company is using FICO or one of the other scoring products. If they're using FICO, then that could be favorable for your insurance rates. However, they may be using one of the others, which would not be changing their definition.
Got it. Okay.
And taking inventory of GDP, one of the things that came out with this, you know, fantastic 4% increase in GDP, when you drill down to the numbers, a lot of this was because inventories increased. And at the bottom of this article is a chart, and it points this out. From quarter two 2013 to quarter two 2014, the amount of GDP growth from inventory accumulations is $351 billion. The amount of GDP change from everything else is $324 billion. So for basically the last year, more than half the increase in GDP is because of inventory accumulation. And to me, that's just insane.
John, let's talk about that for a second. Inventory accumulation. Now, are we talking about the automobiles that are stockpiled on runways all over the country? Is that what we're talking about? And like that, are we talking about, man, oh man, we're not selling these products that are coming outside out of the production end of the factories that are left in America, and we better we're just stockpiling it? Is that what we're talking about?
I don't think it would include the autos, because when the automotive manufacturers sell their cars to the dealers, that's what counts as the sales, not what the dealers sell to the general public. So when you look at the other inventories of all the other businesses out there, that's what we're looking at.
My son was telling me last night he was he's going back to school in a couple of weeks, and so he's looking at some of the things, and he and his friend were picking some items up for me in Arkansas, and so he's coming back through Branson looking at the factory outlets, and he was he's telling me that he was looking at some backpacks to carry books in. At $70, and he said, I'm not spending $70 for a backpack. And then he found some for half of that. He said, I'm not spending half of that either. Good for him. But I'm absolutely astonished at what things are cost, what things cost now. I bought a wrench yesterday. A wrench. And this is called a gland nut wrench, John. Sometimes it's called a spanner wrench. I needed to take a nut, one nut, off a hydraulic cylinder. And the case dealer has one. It's $155 for a wrench. Now, this wrench would be something that goes on the end of a ratchet. It's just two pieces of metal with two little pins, and you can spin off a nut. $155. I got one on eBay for $42. And I thought, $42? That's outrageous. I can't believe what things cost. Just got off on that tangent because you were talking about inventory. I can't believe what things cost. John, are you seeing the same thing?
Well, at least at the grocery store. Because I'm there every week, and some of those are out of sight. Becky went with me last weekend, not this last weekend, a weekend before, and because there's some things we haven't fixed recently, and she's thinking about doing that, and she saw the price on the item. I guess we're not going to do that for a while. It's just
that's what I'm talking
crazy.
About. That's exactly what I'm talking about. So when we look at the inflation numbers, I think they're absolutely positively wrong. Because if you want to buy something new that's a quality item, it's really expensive. I mean, really expensive. I was looking at a pair of pliers. I was buying some conduit with our son. We bought hundreds and hundreds of feet of conduit. We're putting in some wiring underground to the barn and to the garage and to the cattle waterers and so forth. And so we were looking at the electrician's pliers. They're like $40 a pair for a nice pair. $40. These are pliers. How did that happen? Now, not that, they're made in USA. It's great. It's great that we're still making some pliers in the United States. But $40? Come on. How'd that happen? How did that happen? I remember that, I have a pair from the 1970s, and I think it was less than $5. But anyway. Quality tools are really, really expensive today if you buy them new.
Well, let me tangent your tangent. When we were driving back, this past weekend was the sales tax holiday weekend here in Texas for back to school. And we were driving up the east side of Dallas, familiar with the area, when you're going through Mesquite, on 635, there's a big mall there just south of I-30, on the southeast corner, basically. And when we passed that thing, it looked like it was Christmas. The parking lot was packed. Just the, I guess people are so, you know, short of cash that, you know, not having to pay that eight and a quarter, 8.5% sales tax drives that many people to the mall on a Sunday afternoon.
Right. Right. We saw the same thing yesterday at the Battlefield Mall in Springfield, Missouri. I couldn't believe it. I was in the vehicle with Mrs. Finelli, and I said, wow, look at that. It's unbelievable. I've never seen it like that for years. I mean, it was literally packed. I thought, man, the employees are parking out next to the road, so people think that, you know, as you drive by, people think they've got customers. Well, it was packed. And it's this back-to-school tax-saving thing. Back to school. Last minute. Last minute. John Reagan and I will be right back. And we're talking about the financial news, the news that we missed on Monday. And he's got a lot more. I've got the list. And if you'd like to go to thefinancialstateoftheunion.com, you'll see the resources for today. And you can click on the links and follow along in class. John Reagan and I will be right back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055. 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite intestinal freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
It's going to be sliding. When you go to the for 2 seconds during.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
So, John, tax-free days in Missouri were August 1st through August 3rd. So that explains some of what we saw. But what I saw yesterday was obviously at the mall, obviously, was last-minute shopping for back to school. So what have you got?
Well, with the time we have left this hour, let's go through the employment section.
Okay.
We've got a report that Tennessee Valley Authority, the power generator there, is going to cut 2,000 jobs. I guess that's a good 2,000
thing. 2,000 jobs.
You know, government-run utility. And they want to try and make themselves more competitive with neighboring utilities. We've got a report out of Los Angeles. You know, maybe I should have entitled this Porn Workers Get Screwed. L.A. passed a law that these adult film stars have to wear a condom. And this caused permits to just plummet. From 2012 levels, they fell 90%. For the 40 permits for last year, they've only issued 20 permits this year. And a lot of this work apparently is going offshore to Europe and countries like Brazil, other places. So, you know, you can't even get a good job in porn nowadays.
You know, John, the point I believe that you're making is that when government regulations get involved, they can destroy any industry. And so when McDonald's when fast food, we'll call it fast food, when they are faced with rising wages because the government says we're raising minimum wage, the response by businesses, okay, how do we overcome this regulation? And they they use more technology. They fire more people. They replace people with machines. So when these government bureau rats, when these elected representatives who turn into politicians, these defective people, start telling us what to do, the people respond. And the jobs are going offshore. So the EPA came in the 80s and they regulated businesses. And so they said, okay, I guess we can't pollute here, so we'll go over to China. And we'll pollute over there because nobody cares over there. So that's what happens when the government gets involved and uses a heavy hand. Farmers in the United States are really concerned about their water wells, you know, where they pull water out of the ground on their own property. Well, they know that the government's coming after them and that Hillary Clinton wants to put a meter on everybody's well. Well, so what farmers are doing is they are drilling holes in the ground and they're putting a well cap on them and they're filling the hole with concrete and they're saying, well, that was our well, but we don't use it anymore. We capped it off. So they're planting fake wells so that when the government comes over to look at the well, they'll say, well, there it is. It's right there. But we're not using it anymore. And their real well is concealed from view. So those are the kinds of things that people are doing in response to what the government is doing. And in St. Louis, people are rioting in response to what the government is doing, like executing a young man. John Reagan and I are going to be right back. Please go to thefinancialstateoftheunion.com, thefinancialstateoftheunion.com, or you can go to usaprepares.com, and you can look at the resources for today. It's right on the news tab of the Financial State of the Union or right on the main page at USA Prepares. And we'll go right through the rest of the list when we come back. John Reagan, thanks so much. We'll be right back.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Spare Fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare Fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.